Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. Yesterday, we began an interview that I had with a good friend of ours, Mr. Dick Baer. Dick Baer is a former Mormon who started an organization called Ex-Mormon and Christian Alliance. And he was telling us the story of how he came out of Mormonism and how a book by Gerald and Sandra Tanner actually started this quest, if you will, to find out more information about the faith in which he was raised. And now we're up to the story where he is going to various libraries within the Mormon Church and as well as Mormon bookstores, and he comes across a book titled The Story of the Latter-day Saints by James B. Allen and Glenn M. Leonard.
Finally, I'm down in Northridge, California, and I bought some books on Mormonism at the LDS bookstore in Northridge. And one of them that was a great book, Story of the Latter-day Saints by Glenn Leonard and James Allen. And the book was not that much of an impact on me, but the bibliography in the end was. Because as I remember, there were about 2,600 sources of bibliography. And the titles alone grabbed me. And so I would highlight it. I'd find the book somewhere, buy the book if I had to. It was one thing after another. And as I put it, kind of each issue that I found confirmation to was another nail in the coffin. And I finally got to the point where, as I describe it, there were too many nails in the coffin not to really look at Mormonism and how it started. I believe at this point it was founded on lies. It was perpetuated on lies and collusion.
Most Mormons, I find, when you bring up some of these things, they look at you like you've got three eyes. And what are you saying such horrible things about my prophet for? He would have never married women who had living husbands. He would have never done this. He would have never done that. He would never lie to his wife about these things. And it's kind of hard to convince them unless they can actually see from Mormon sources.
I ended up purchasing a 26-volume set of the Journal of Discourses, both sets of the history of the church, both the Joseph Smith history and the B.H. Roberts history. And so those were the sort. I wanted to, in checking it out or researching it, I wanted to go as much as possible to the primary sources. And interestingly enough, when I'd find something from McConkie in his book, Mormon Doctrine, and Mormons would say, oh yeah, that's just McConkie. But what I found was whenever there was an issue that a Mormon would say, oh yeah, that's McConkie, I would go to McConkie, and almost every time, whatever he said had a footnote with the scripture reference where he got that from.
McConkie was notorious for quoting his father-in-law, Joseph Fielding Smith, and the sixth president, Joseph F. Smith.
Yeah.
And people who have actually researched what's in Mormon doctrine usually find rather quickly that McConkie was always quoting somebody else. He rarely had an original idea that he wrote down in Mormon doctrine. And even when the book was revised in 1966, about 80% of it really was untouched.
Yeah.
So you always hear these stories about how McConkie never seemed to get it right, but yet that's not really true. He yeah. seemed to really know what he was talking about. And even at his eulogy, it was said that when the leadership had questions on doctrine, they always went to Brother McConkie or Elder McConkie for the answer there.
Right.
And it's almost sad that that book has gone out of print, because yeah. I've often said that one of his greatest sins was that McConkie was just so blunt. That yeah. was, and that's what, one that, of his traits.
That brings up another issue about the books going out of print. Another book that I found to be exceedingly interesting was Bernard Brockbank's book, Commandments and Promises of God. And it had listed over 4,300 commandments, not individual, but they were in certain subject areas. But a subject might have a multitude of sources. And I used to use that a lot. And show Mormons, you know, if you're going to be a Mormon, this is what you've got to do. You've got to obey all of these commandments in order to get the promises, in order to reach the highest position on the ladder, climbing your way up to exaltation, because you have to climb this ladder. And this, the ladder is referenced in, as I remember, volume 1, page 123 of Doctrines of Salvation. And it tells about Jesus lowering a ladder into the pit which people find themselves in. And Jesus comes down into the pit and helps the person climb up the ladder.
This is Joseph Fielding Smith's book.
This is Joseph Fielding yeah. Smith's book. I developed a little visual. I was in Antioch, California, at a Mormon's house, high priest Mormon. And I showed him the little Bill Bright Four Spiritual Laws tract, where it has man separated from God by sin. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, if you were to draw a graphic of the Mormon plan, how would you draw that? And he drew the ladder and referenced this to Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 1, page 123. I did remember it right.
Uh-huh.
Even though I'm 80 and you know the gray cells don't work all the time. So I developed this little graphic where I showed the problem in the middle, man separated from God by sin. And I reference scripturally Romans 3:23, Romans 5:12, Romans 3:10. And then I put above this the problem. And then on Mormonism side, the ladder. And above that I put the law. And above that I had Galatians 5:4. Galatians 3, 10, and 11. And I listed all these sins down here in the pit. And man down at the bottom, and God up at the top. And then I listed all of the Mormon references that would document that issue, like 2 Nephi 25, 23, that you're saved by grace after all you can do. Third article of faith, DNC, Doctrine and Covenants 82, verse 7, Miracle of Forgiveness of Kimball's, page 169 and 170, Gospel Principles, chapter 47. There's 18 commandments listed there.
That's probably a different page now since they revised it in 2009. But
right.
Yeah.
And then the Commandments and Promises of God by Brockbank, John 10, verse 1. And then at the bottom I put grace plus works and works ad infinitum. And then on the right-hand side I put the Christian graphic plan, which was the Bill Bright, man separated from God by a whole bunch of sins. And Ephesians 2:15, Colossians 1, verse 13 and 14, Colossians 2, verses 13 and 14. And then down at the bottom, I put believe. John 3:16, John 3:36, John 5:24, Romans chapter 10. And I put grace through faith plus nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's the saving plan. And it's also the good news, the gospel. That's the good news of 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3b and 4, as opposed to the Mormon plan, which is bad news.
Well, nobody can accomplish it.
That's
so
right.
How can it be good?
It's mission impossible.
Right. Well, let's talk about this. Now, you, as a faithful member in the church, you're starting to read all this material that's LDS. This is not coming from anti, quote-unquote, sources, as much as I hate that term, anti, because we're really not. But you're reading your own material. Decision time comes. What happens now? Because for you, as with many Latter-day Saints, making a decision to leave the only true church on earth, as you understood it to be, is going to come with a lot of problems.
Correct.
So what was your exit like?
Well, I read a book, a beautiful book by J. Sidlow Baxter, The Hidden Hand. And it told about the bringing together of a man and a woman, ultimately marrying. And a beautiful, beautiful story, beautiful love story. And I realized that I needed to get on my knees and invite Jesus into my heart to be my personal Lord and Savior. And I did that. And I remember literally crying and crying, you know, with joy that I had been delivered from this bondage. And so I have my name taken off the records of the church.
Now, Dick, this decision didn't set well with your wife, did it? I mean, how did she react to the news that you had lost faith in Joseph Smith? And how did this affect the relationships with other family members?
She then divorced me. My father legally disinherited me. I have four children. They severed all communication with me. It took a number of years for a couple of them where they'd even speak to me. And then it was at a funeral, at my dad's funeral.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the Seven Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org.